U.S. economic data has been looking relatively solid, all while the Fed continues to dispel notions of the central bank being close to any pivot on policy. Fed Mester was out the other day backing this up after saying rates were not yet restrictive. All of this comes at a time when other central banks are struggling to keep pace with the Fed's policy trajectory, and when the Bank of England joins the ranks of the ECB and BOJ in doing QE. The net result is a disconnect between the U.S. and global economy, which has weighed heavily on risk sentiment while fueling massive inflows into the U.S. dollar. We have seen some dollar selling into the latter portion of this week, but it all feels like nothing more than some profit-taking ahead of another run to the topside than any signs the U.S. dollar is actually topping out. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German retail sales and unemployment, UK GDP, Eurozone unemployment and inflation, US personal income, personal spending, and core PCE, Michigan sentiment, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.